And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. A new proposal out of Lansing is putting the spotlight on our senior drivers, and it could change how thousands of Michiganders stay behind the wheel. State Senator Rosemary Beyer has introduced Senate Bill 847, a measure aimed at tightening license requirements for drivers age 75 and older. The move comes as officials point to a noticeable uptick in crashes involving other older motorists. Under the proposal, drivers 75 and up would no longer simply renew their licenses. They need to prove their abilities in person every 4 years. That means passing a full round of tests, including vision, written knowledge, and an on-the-road driving exam. And for those 85 and older, the rules would go even further. Anyone in that age group seeking a chauffeur license would need to check in annually with the Secretary of State's office, retesting each year to stay qualified. Supporters say it's about safety on Michigan roads. Critics, however, may see it as a tough new hurdle for seniors who rely on their independence. The bill is now headed into discussion where lawmakers will weigh safety concerns against the realities of an aging population. And in Saginaw, there's a new officer reporting for duty, and this one runs on all four paws. Meet Vader, an energetic 18-month-old Belgian Malinois who just joined the Saginaw Police Department's canine unit. While he may be new to the badge, Vader's already diving into intense training that will put him on the front lines alongside his partner, Officer Andrew Weiss. Once fully certified, Vader will take on critical tasks, from sniffing out illegal drugs to helping locate missing children and vulnerable adults. He's stepping into the role previously held by K-9 Ares, who recently retired after years of service. Vader's journeys to Michigan started in California, where he was rescued before being selected for police work. His arrival, and the training that comes with it, was made possible thanks to strong community support, including a donation approved by the Saginaw City Council earlier this week. With Vader's addition, the department now has 5 canine officers. Expansion leaders say strengthens their ability to combat crime and protect their residents. Police Chief Bob Ruth calls the canine unit's impact immeasurable, adding that Vader's arrival is a win not just for the department, but for the entire community. For now, Vader is in training, but it won't be long before this newest recruit is out on patrol, ready to serve and protect. And authorities in Saginaw County have identified the man whose remains were discovered earlier this month behind a Meijer store in Cokeville Township, bringing some answers, but still leaving some key questions unresolved. The discovery happened on March 11th when a customer walking their dog near Tittabawassee Road made a disturbing find in a nearby field. Investigators now say that the remains belong to 32-year-old Santiago Clark, a man believed to have been experiencing homelessness. While an autopsy has ruled out foul play, the mystery isn't fully solved. Officials believe Clark may have died sometime last summer, though the exact cause of death remains unknown. This marks the second unsettling discovery in the same area within a few days. Just 3 days earlier, an 81-year-old man was found deceased inside a vehicle in the Meijer parking lot. And that case also showed no signs of foul play, but authorities are still working to locate the man's family. While investigators say there's no indication of danger to the public, the back-to-back discoveries have left the community searching for answers and hoping for closure in both cases. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.